Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
It's time once again for Brew Review.
There it is.
You might have some birds chirping in the background. I decided this evening to enjoy this brew out on my deck. So,
just
get that full on effect of the, you know, the nice breeze, the beautiful weather, cracking a cold beer. We'll see how it goes.
That is a good point because I feel like everything tastes better when you're enjoying it outside on the deck.
It does bring a different element to it versus sitting in my basement staring at the wall.
Right. Like beer's not, but it's definitely way better when it's nice outside and you're on your deck.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Well done.
It's a little windy. I don't know if you can pick that up.
No, it sounds good. You sound pretty clear. I do hear the.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. I should have brought my airsoft pistol off. All right, so you want to let's have you go first this time. I think I went first the last few times. So,
all right, we're gonna kick it off. I'll kick it off tonight. I appreciate that. We'll trade off.
All right.
So I'm gonna get the I'm gonna get the full sound effect here, and I'm also hoping this doesn't just explode everywhere like it did last time. We'll see. Oh, it's exploding.
That sounded like firecrackers or like a firework going off.
It honestly did. I'm glad that it came off that way. Now I have beer on my floor, but that's okay. I'm taking a quick swig. All right, so what we got tonight is we've got Lake Monster Brewing. And it is Empty Rowboat IPA.
Empty Rowboat IPA.
I found this one, so quick shout out to the wife. She got me the beer advent calendar in December. So I got like one beer per day. So it was like 25 different beers for the month of December.
Nice.
And so she went to Total Wine and got me like 25 different beers, and I got one per day.
Nice.
But I'd never had this one before. And it's actually brewed, so Lake Monster Brewing is in St. Paul. And then I also come to find out, because I was talking to my brother-in-law about this, that he knows, like, the CEO of the company. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, I used to work with the CEO. Then they, like, I don't know if this guy quit and then just started a brewery or what happened, but
wow.
So, yeah, it's down in St. Paul, Lake Monster Brewing. It's Empty Rowboat IPA. It's a, let's see, what is this? 6.9% by volume alcohol. And it pours as a pretty... I don't know. It's kind of an ambery, like a thicker IPA. Unfortunately, a good 2 to 3 swigs is on my floor.
The best part of the beer is.
Yeah. I don't know if there's something going on with my like beer fridge where they're too cold. And so when I'm opening them, it's like, I don't know. I got to work this out though. I don't like it.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's a nice IPA. It goes down smooth. It's pretty hoppy. It's one of my top, I'd say honestly, top 5 beers.
Wow.
It's a local brew. But yeah, so from the can it says, brewed for the hop head in all of us, our India Pale Ale is made with the finest American malts and unique blend of classic and new American hops. It has a firm bitterness, intense, curious hop aroma, and enough flavor to knock you overboard.
Wow.
So it is really
nice.
Good.
Nicely done. That sounds delicious.
Yes, it's really good. I'm a big fan.
I like it.
All right. I'll turn it over as I as I clean up my beer spill on my floor.
Yep. All right. So this evening I am enjoying from Sierra Nevada Brewing Hop Bullet Double IPA.
A double IPA.
I've never had this before, but the name caught me. Hop Bullet. I thought, well, I got to try that. This is actually a can. This will be my first can.
Doing bottle.
Yep. It is a 1 pint can. Now, this is from Sierra Nevada Brewing. They brew excellent beers. I do enjoy all their beers. This particular one is 8%. Per volume, so it's
a big boy.
It's pretty high, and 8% pint. Well, by mid-discussion, I'm going to be feeling this for sure.
I like that.
It's a really cool can, but unfortunately, there's no other information on the can. So I don't really have anything to go on other than I like the can, I like the name, and I thought, why not? So
awesome. I like it.
Sierra Nevada Hot Bullet Double IPA. Let's give it an open here.
Give it a crack. Ooh. That sound doesn't get old.
You can smell the hops immediately. It's an immediate hop smell. It's very clear and ambery. Not too foamy. I just got to let it settle in my glass here. It smells hoppy. Smells like a, if you're familiar with Sierra Nevada.
Yep. One of my favorites.
It's got that very distinct Sierra Nevada smell.
Where is Sierra Nevada? Where is that brewery?
I believe they're in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sierra Nevada Brewing, Colorado. Looks like Chico, California, and Mills River, North Carolina. But I believe it started in Colorado, from
what I
remember.
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was a little Colorado brewery.
Pretty sure. Yeah. All right, let's give it a taste. Wow, I'm actually really surprised because it does not taste alcoholy at all.
No, that surprises me. That's like a...
And for 8%, I was waiting to get knocked back in my chair, but this is actually pretty smooth.
When you get those double IPAs, it can become super overpowering.
The funny thing is, it smells super hoppy. So I was a little, I didn't know what to expect, but the taste is really smooth.
Nice.
It's very easy drinking, which is a little frightening because it is 8%. But it is very smooth.
Steel Reserve.
No. Oh, man, no. One of these, one of these reviews, we should pick each other's beers and just go to the bottom of the barrel and just destroy each other.
You know, that's a tremendous idea. You just threw that out of nowhere, and I love it. I think we absolutely should do that.
Yeah. This is really good. I'm trying to compare it to another more well-known beer that people would know. The only thing I can think of is it almost tastes like a Summit, just a regular Summit brew, but a little bit, not better flavor, but different flavor. But for an 8% double IPA, this is very good.
Nice.
Very good.
I've had a ton of Sierra Nevada. I've had the different IPAs. I think I've had a dark Sierra Nevada, which was really good, but I don't think I've ever had the double IPA.
Yeah, Hop Bullet Double IPA.
Hop Bullet.
Very good.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good recommendation.
It's worth a shot. So I don't know if you can buy this in a 6-pack and a 12-pack and a snapper pack. I found it in a pint can on its own.
Nice.
So I'm not sure.
I bet you that's like a 6-pack.
Yeah, it could be. That.
The nice thing is like we talked about before, you go to Total Wine, you can pretty much find anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to find them at like your local, like Big Top Liquor or whatever.
Little Farmington Liquor doesn't sell a whole lot of variety of beer, we'll put it that way.
So that was a good segue of, I think we should bring up really quick. We used to have a Monday night beer challenge, and it was, and it was pretty much, we would walk in, like there'd be 4, 5, 6 of us. We'd walk into a liquor store and we had to partake. The beer we had to partake in that night was the cheapest beer in the liquor store. So we were even getting like our phones out with calculators trying to get it down to the price
cheapest
per can
or bottle, whatever it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and it would always end up per can.
And we had to finish it. That was part of the stipulation. You couldn't just take a sip and say, oh, this is awful. Yeah, now not only do we find the cheapest beer, whoever's turn it was that week, we all had to finish one.
You all had to finish one. And I think we even had sub games like, we would obviously bring the 12-pack home or whatever, the 24-pack home. And whoever was going to, lose that round of Mario Kart would have to, shotgun
have
one.
Have to shotgun one, yeah.
Or, just slam one, or we would play beer darts with one.
And we have tasted the worst beers around, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We used to go to Blue Max.
They had some.
You remember Blue Max?
Blue Max.
I remember
yes.
the Mickey's bottles, like the Mickey's malt liquor bottles. I remember the Stite Light, the Steel Panther, the Steel Reserve. Or some of the Stite Light. Did I already say that?
Yeah, like the ones that pop up to me: Steel Reserve, Panther Ice, Stite Light, Blatz. Blatz was one that
I'll never forget.
Like tasting secondhand beer, like vomited secondhand beer.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you're standing next to somebody that's smoking and you're like, oh, you know, you just, it's that secondhand smoke. Yeah, it was like secondhand beer. Like somebody tasted it, spit it out, and was like, this is terrible. And then you had to drink it again. That was Blatz.
That's what Blatz tasted like.
Red Dog. We had Red Dog.
Oh, Red Dog was one. Yep. Because then you got into the malt liquors. And one of the times that I felt the absolute worst was after having Chipotle. And then going and getting Mickey's. The next day when I had to go to work, I felt like death.
The Mickey's came in those little green bottles. They were like little keg bottle, almost looked like little keg bottles. Mm-hmm. Mickey's malt liquor.
So now that you bring that up, we are for sure doing this. So I think we're going to do it in two different formats. The first format, it'll be two pick your own beers, or like we're going to pick each other's.
Yeah,
the first one's gonna be bottom of the barrel to see which one of us can come up with the worst beer for the other person to drink. You have to drink it on segment.
All right.
But then we also have to pick what we think we would like the best. So like, I know what kind of beers you're into.
Sure.
You know what kind of beers I'm into. We get like the top notch. Like it doesn't have to be expensive, but like the one that you know the other person's gonna enjoy, and then we'll review those.
Yeah, I like that.
The bottom of the barrel and the top of the barrel.
We need to take a trip to Total Wine, mm-hmm. is how this is shaping up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, because I guess the picking has to be together, right? We'll have to make a little road trip.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, I like that. This is life goal stuff, so.
Shout out to a future sponsor, Total Wine.
Yeah, brought to you not two dads. It still says Two Dads Podcast, but Fatherhood for
That's
Life
fine.
By Two Dads Podcast and brought to you by Total Wine.
I like it.
Yeah. Or brought to you by Steel Reserve.
No, please. No.
I remember playing Beer Darts and poor Kirby lost several times with Steel Reserve and had to take the whole
The championship round, one tournament was the for the winning round. Yeah. It was a double tall, however, what was it, like a 20?
Yeah,
it was
like
a 24
like a
16, ounce can.
Yeah, whatever counts, can, the big can
of Steel Reserve. Yeah. And if you know beer darts, wherever the dart punctures your can, you got to drink down to that point. Yep. And I kill shotted, so dart right at the bottom of the can. This monster Steel Reserve,
and he had to take the whole thing down.
And Kirby had to take the whole thing down and just proceeded to puke immediately.
And to his credit, he did it. I mean, he took the whole thing down, but I don't think it stayed down very long.
Yeah, props to him for finishing it. That was something.
Ooh, ick.
Yeah, ick is right.
Well, that's a good little run down memory lane. We did our two. We got our two beers in. We got our little trip down memory lane of our. And then I think that's a fantastic idea. We're definitely. Who knows if it'll be the next one, but we'll. One of the next upcoming breweries are going to be bottom or top of the barrel.
For sure. Thank you for listening to Brew Review. All right. So for this podcast, we've got our very first special guest, and we are pleased to welcome to the program my beautiful wife, Katie.
Hello.
Welcome aboard.
So we came up with the idea to do a spin the wheel for the bits that we've done so far.
Yes.
We're going to do a little spin the bit wheel. And
brought to you by Ty, right?
Brought to you by Ty. Ty made it. Yes. It's pretty slick. It's a piece of paper, a paper clip, and a pencil. So we're talking high tech.
It does not matter tech-wise. I love the idea. Yeah. I love the effort.
And then we'll do a little Q&A and get to know Katie a little bit. So before we get started, let me just give a little more of an introduction. So as I said in the previous podcast, we've been married since when?
2007.
Can you tell me on the fly? Okay. I thought if I put her on the spot, she might freeze up.
You're making her answer the question. I love it.
I know. Isn't that great? And tremendous. We have
have the three boys we're raising, right?
Yep.
So no matter what the bit is, because I thought about the one word thing, one thing I wanted to ask Katie without, and again, I haven't said any of this ahead of time, so she doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, this is completely ad lib. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have to ask you, honey, if you could describe what it's like to live with a house full of boys in one word, what would it be?
Penis.
Perfect.
There's constantly. Yeah, someone has their wiener out. Someone's talking about their wiener. Someone's touching their wiener.
Yeah, that's very true.
Katie, that is the perfect answer.
I'm sure Trina feels the same way.
Yes, I know 100%. And since we've gotten, you know, because we were even contemplating when we got the new dog, it was like, do you go male? Do you go female? So we went male until there's another penis in the house. That's just, it's never ending. It's just dog penis, human penis.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. I love that answer.
That's perfect. All right. So what should we do? Should we start out with the spin the wheel?
What's on the wheel? Is there three?
All right. No, there's four. So we've done four bits, but a couple of them haven't debuted yet, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
So that could be interesting. But so on the wheel, we've got top 10 deserted island.
Okay.
So we'll come up with a category on the fly. We've got what's your favorite.
Yep.
We've got this or that.
Yep.
And we've got one word.
Perfect.
One word, I don't think it's made it on the podcast yet. I don't think
one word. Well, one word we've recorded, but it's not on yet. So we'll have to see how this goes.
So it's basically we give you a category and you have to describe it in one word.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very carefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready, honey?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. She's going to spin. So I'm going to hold the pencil in place. She's going to spin the paper clip. Oh, that's like right on the border.
You want me to do it again?
Of one word in top 10 deserted island. It's like right on the border.
Respin. Respin.
You think of respin? Okay, we'll respin. Hold on. We've got a. All right, there we go. Oh, we got what's your favorite?
All right. Yes. Tremendous.
We got what's your favorite. That's one of the best. All right. So, should we do? Should we split it? Should we split it down the middle?
Yeah, you you want to do the first? Now I don't know what order. Hopefully we have them in the same order here, but
we can do. Yeah, because we did the same. We answered the same thing. What's your favorite?
Why don't you do the first five and I'll? Or, no, we have eight. So you do the first four. I'll do the last four.
Why do I have nine?
Uh oh. Why don't you?
Why do I have nine? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Why do I have nine?
Did you add one at the end?
Four, five, six.
Well,
seven,
is she looking
eight.
At
oh,
this?
Never mind. Never mind. I was counting one as a double. I'm an idiot.
Son of a B. All right.
I'll do the first four and then you do the. Okay.
All right.
So.
I got to write this down too as she's going so we know that we've documented.
Right. You got
this.
The answers?
Right. Yeah, I'll get the answers.
All right. All right. Here we go. Katie, what is your favorite movie?
Hold up. Do I have to answer like super fast?
I mean, you can think for a few minutes.
We're a little loosey goosey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time we set time limits, we don't really follow them.
Okay.
It won't be like hard. This isn't like an interrogation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit. No, it's not. All right. What's your favorite movie?
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, you have to watch it.
Yes. It's so funny.
I've heard it's horrifically inappropriate. I love it.
Yes.
It is.
Inappropriately funny.
Yeah. It is great.
I recommend. It's one you can watch over and over again.
Okay. Is that like streaming somewhere right now or is that?
It might be.
I don't know.
Check. It's
okay.
Like Katie said, the rewatchability of that is through the roof. It's hilarious.
Tremendous.
It's Kristen Wiig, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah, Kristen Wiig. Yes.
Melissa McCarthy.
What is it, like the set of Ghostbusters? Or not the set. That's like all the people from the girls' Ghostbusters?
I forget. Who's the other main ones?
Oh, I can't think of her name. She's always in those funny movies.
The one girl from The Office is in it.
Mm-hmm.
The one who takes over the receptionist. Anyways. All right. So, Bridesmaid. All right. What is your favorite soda or pop?
Diet Coke. Hands down.
Right. What's your favorite quote?
Quotes.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Oh my goodness.
This is the interrogation piece.
And it could be a movie line. It doesn't have to be like a...
I don't know many quotes like you guys do.
Yeah, that is a good point. Credit to us.
Is that a credit?
Credit to our nerdism. Mm-hmm. Just quote a Bridesmaids. Quote something from Bridesmaids.
I don't know if any
or can you? Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know.
You can pass and come back.
I think, like, well, what could a SpongeBob count?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. I like when he's like, some water would be nice.
Oh, Katie, I love that episode. You. I love
when he's
you
like dried up and he's.
Yes.
He's in Sandy's tree dome.
Yep.
Yes.
Without any water.
Yeah.
Some water would be nice.
That's a good one. What's your favorite song?
Oh. I really like Miranda Lambert, any of her songs, to be honest.
Miranda Lambert?
Yeah.
I think she's, right. Is she a country
she's
singer?
She's country, country, yeah. Singer. Like, any of them.
Okay. Any Miranda Lambert song.
I like when it. when you say the word Miranda, all I can think about is the scene from Liar Liar. Miranda! Miranda!
That's awesome.
Oh, all right. Tremendous. All right.
All right,
Katie, I get the last four. I'm taking
I'll write down the answers for these ones.
Okay, you write these down.
I got it.
All right. Katie, what is your favorite adult beverage?
Ooh, I like a Captain Diet.
Well played.
Not a beer girl.
Yeah. That's a hard, I mean, I don't know. It's not like it's a hard thing for women, because there's women that like beer, but it's just not as common for, you know, I don't know. It's like a guy thing. Okay, what is your favorite TV show?
Friends.
Nice. I like that. What is your favorite cartoon character? Yeah, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
This one was, I pulled one out that.
This one, a quote, is hard.
Probably Lisa Simpson.
Oh, I love it. Nice. The saxophone. Lisa Simpson. Yep. Well played. All right, last one. What is your favorite? This might be tough. What is your favorite video game?
Ooh. I like the, what was it? Mario World with the one with Yoshi.
I think that it's Super Mario World.
Like Wii?
Super Mario World.
Because the one where you ride Yoshi around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That is my favorite.
Classic.
That's on which system? Which system is that on?
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. Nice quiz point.
That's where my favorite video game came from as well.
Yes, Final Fantasy 3. I'm staring at your
hands.
Fats was Mario Kart. But yep. The N64 version.
N64. Yep, you have to go classic. All right, so we're going to recap it. So Katie's, what's your favorite? We got Katie's favorite movie is Bridesmaids. Her favorite soda is Diet Coke. Her favorite quote is, some water would be nice. SpongeBob.
You know how many times she's pulled that out on me, like when she's on the couch or something, like, can I get you anything? She'd be like, some water.
that says boy mom through and through right there, too. They're picking a SpongeBob quote. Favorite song, anything by Miranda Lambert. We've got favorite adult beverages, Captain Diet. Favorite TV show is Friends. Love that. Favorite cartoon character is Lisa Simpson. Mad props for that as well. And favorite video game is Mario World for the Super Nintendo.
Nailed it.
I'm going to go round of applause for Katie.
That was good. That was good. Very nicely done.
That was good. What's your favorite with Katie?
That was.
So what? We're kind of throwing out we're not going to do the discussion with Katie, but we're going to do like a Q&A.
Yep.
Right? Okay. So I've got a lot. I've got, I don't know, I'm not going to do all these. I've got like 10 or 15 random questions, like Q&A, get to know you questions that we're going to ask the guests. So I'll throw a few of these out and we'll see how it goes. If they go quick, we'll just do a few more. If not, we'll see how it goes. But all right, Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be a weird one, but what will finally break the internet?
Break the internet? Oh, man.
That's kind of a weird one. That's not even a bad
some one. Stupid YouTube clip of somebody doing something outrageous. Mm-hmm.
Are we going?
Yeah. I don't even know.
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one. I started off with a hard one. Maybe COVID-19.
Yeah. People getting out more.
Yeah. The internet. No, yeah, COVID-19 will break. Okay, we'll give you a pass on that one. All right.
That's a tough one. I don't even know what I'd answer for that.
It's kind of a weird one too. It was when I was like Googling good Q&A answers, I threw it down, but I was like, eh. All right. If you had a boat, what would you name it?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. A boat. What would I name it?
You know what I'd name mine? You remember in Ace Ventura when he's pretending to be the dolphin trainer? And he's like, Heinz gets vitamin. That'd be my
You buddy. Would name it Heinz gets velvet? Oh, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'd probably go with Captain Shipwreck.
And I would not set foot on your boat.
Yeah.
If you invited me on your boat for a 3-hour cruise, I would not go on it.
Who wants to come aboard the shipwreck?
Captain Shipwreck.
Captain Shipwreck. It's very official.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good name. I like that. That's tremendous.
It goes along sometimes, you know, with like,
yeah, that's true.
Sometimes our life feels a little shipwrecked.
That's right. No, I like that. I like that. That's a good answer. All right. Let's see. What's another good one? Okay. What was the, and this is, again, this is loosey goosey. If there's only one of these, there's only one. But what is the best purchase of your life and what is the worst purchase of your life?
Well, we have this bird.
God, I knew poor Petey.
And we didn't really buy him, but
poor Petey.
We said yes to accepting him.
Yep.
And it's been the worst mistake of my life.
Oh.
He's loud. He's messy. He chews on things. He makes nests in places where he shouldn't be.
Well, I'm with three dogs now, right? I mean, that's like got to be, that's like entertainment for them. So, yeah.
Yeah. He's like my fourth child. And he's loud. Oh, he just.
Oh, I love
so, that. I mean, he wasn't really a purchase, but.
Yeah.
That counts.
That counts.
We acquired
that
him.
Counts. That's an acquirement, not acquirement. Is that even a word? No, no, it's acquire.
Yeah. That's a word now.
Yeah. Damn right it is.
So that's your worst
that's
or your
my
best?
Worst.
I think that was your
best. That might have been
no.
best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was your
now
worst.
Worst. Oh, worst. Oh. Worst. Best would be.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's tough.
Yeah, probably Duncan.
Oh,
okay. That's our, nice. Tell everybody who Duncan is.
He's our dog. Well, he's my dog.
Petey's your bird and me. Duncan is her dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
He is the best.
So, okay, let's go on a quick sidebar here. I won't take up too much time, but let me tell you a story about when we met Duncan. So our first dog, Java, had passed away, and we still had Clem, but we waited a couple months, and it was kind of like, oh, we'd like to have the two dogs or whatever. So Katie was getting the itch, and she found Duncan, I think St. Paul, right? Humane Society?
Yep.
So she's like, can we go, you know, meet Duncan or whatever, and begrudgingly I'm like, all right, fine. So they bring you in this little room, right? It's like this little room with two chairs. Mm-hmm. We're sitting down and they bring the dog in to meet you. So we're sitting there waiting, and all of a sudden, I kid you not, it's like a scene out of a movie where the first thing that comes in is this ball comes rolling into the room, like I don't even remember what kind of ball it was. Like, so all of a sudden this ball just rolls into the room, and I remember thinking like, well, that's weird. And then here comes this mess of a dog chasing the ball, right?
You're just so perfect.
Just gangly, uncoordinated. He's got a big cone on his head.
Oh, yeah, the cone.
So he can't,
gigantic.
He's just, this big mess. Like, he didn't know how to use his limbs yet. And he can't get the ball because of the cone on his head.
Oh.
So he keeps hitting the ball and he can't get it. So he's trying to get the ball. He goes under my chair, almost knocks me off the chair. So he's trying to get this ball with this cone on his head. Almost takes me straight out the chair, and then he jumps up and like is trying to lick my face, but he can't because of the cone. So all I see is the outline of this cone and this tongue coming straight at my face. It was the craziest thing. And this all happened in a very short amount of time. And in my head, all I could think was, there is no chance in hell I'm getting this dog. And I look over at Katie, and she has this look where like music's playing in the background. It's like that. Oh, a moment as she's like got her hands together and she's like nodding like, oh my God, this is the most perfect thing in the world.
Yes.
So it's like, all I remember thinking is like, oh crap, like I'm gonna have to bring this thing home. And we brought them home.
And so, it's been the best decision of our lives.
That is tremendous. How old is Duncan?
He's okay. 5. We got him when he was like a year.
Yeah,
he's had him for 4 years.
Oh, I love that story. So Petey the worst, Duncan the best. I love it.
Yeah. And
technically we didn't pay for Petey.
Yeah. We paid for Duncan though. What kind of dog is he? Let everybody know.
He's a 50% couch potato and 50% deck potato.
Yes. I like that answer. That's a good answer. That does describe him well.
Yeah, pretty much. He's a pit lab mix, and he's about a pit lab 70 mix.
He's got
probably.
pit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, look at his face. Yeah, he's a pit lab mix.
About he's 70 to be so but on absolute mess. Honesty, he's like one of the sweetest dogs like I've ever. Yeah,
he's a snuggle bunny.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Anyway, so I'll keep going. Sorry, that was
no. That was good. I like that. That was a good story. I like that. Let's see. What's the next good one? Okay, so I know Matt's going to have a lot of answers for this, but I don't know if Katie's going to, but I'm just going to throw it out there. What's the dumbest way you've ever been injured?
Oh, man.
Well, No, I'm not going to talk.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh dear. Okay. You can borrow one of Matt's. Matt can tell a funny thing.
I once got knocked over by my parents' dog. I was like, oh, or Duncan tripped me, remember? In front of those people and I had a dress on. Oh,
yeah, he took you out.
That was terrible.
Is he still your best purchase of your life after reliving
that? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I also fell once at that party out of down the hill out of my chair.
Oh yeah, we were at Mark and Chrissy's for a 4th of July thing. Yeah, we wanted to be in the shade, so we set our chairs up on this hill. They've got this.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
It was a terrible idea.
And for some reason, in our heads, it was a good idea. We're sitting literally at like a really steep angle in our chairs, and we had just gotten our food, right?
Yep.
And I'm holding a beer, and all of a sudden, Katie starts to go over, and I'm like, oh shit. So instinctively, I lean forward to grab her chair, and it just made it worse. And then we both go over.
I love it.
Granted, there's like 30 people.
That's what made it so bad. Yeah. Everyone was looking.
So we go end over end, like basically tumble out of our chairs. Food goes everywhere. I'm wearing my beer at this point. Like it's all over me. It was horrible.
Yeah.
All because we wanted to sit under the tree shade instead of on flat level ground.
That's normal. And now we know why Katie named her boat Captain Shipwreck.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a good time.
That was nice.
That's tremendous. Okay, let's see. Katie, what is your hidden talent?
Ooh. Yeah. I'm pretty good at laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can get a stain out of anything. Okay. Yeah.
She pulled a mean t-shirt.
Like, not even kidding, though. Like, I think that I'm very talented at doing laundry.
Well, the stain piece is, like, that is a good talent because that's hard to,
Especially with a house full of active boys that are constantly, like, I don't understand. They'll shower in the morning and get dressed, and 3 seconds later, it's like they ran through a mud pit.
Oh, yeah. God. Trina says it all the time. Like, it'll be like 10 o'clock in the morning, and she'll be like, did you shower? She'll say that to one of the boys, and they'll say, well, yeah. And it's like, yeah, they showered and got dressed, and they already smell, or they've gotten into something.
Yeah.
It's like, did you put deodorant on today? What's going on? That's good. I like that answer. Okay. Let's see. What's another good one? What is your dream job?
Ooh,
I know the answer to this.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
What?
She's always wanted to be a forensics nurse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do. So I'm close.
Like CSI.
I'm a nurse, but... yeah.
Well, go on.
Yeah, more like with the morgue. Like, like the dead people. Autopsy.
Or like the rape kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. The Law and Order Special Victims Unit type deal. That would be, you know, like, it's interesting that you say that because I don't like, so you, like, day after day, like, with bodies, like, I don't know. That would get.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would
That's,
enjoy
no,
that.
We are not judging.
It does. It sounds no. morbid.
I like it.
I
we are not judging here. We are not judging.
I know. All right. I know.
Let's see. What's another? I'm trying to think of another good one because some of these are not the greatest. What is one thing you cannot go one day without?
I know the answer to this too.
A Diet Coke.
Yep.
I have to have a Diet Coke every
nice.
Day.
That's like it's like coffee for me is her Diet Coke.
With yes. Captain or without oh. Captain.
Well, no, okay. without.
Depends on. Is it Monday, yeah. Tuesday?
Captain's on the weekends sometimes.
Yeah. Are you a coffee drinker or do you go like pop?
No. No. Yeah, I'll occasionally have a cold coffee.
But... Props to you. Let's see, we have that in common because I can't. I mean, I'll drink hot coffee, but I love like a cold brew.
I can't yeah. do cold brew. I can only drink hot coffee.
And hot coffee, I think, just sounds and tastes
it's the
gross.
Best. It is the best thing. Every day I start my day by making the pot of coffee. Like, yeah. I can't function normally without having coffee
oh,
100%. In the morning. Yeah. Otherwise, my whole yeah. day is off. But it's got to be hot, just straight black.
Hot coffee makes me sweat. It, like, takes my body temperature up.
I don't what is wrong
Dude,
with you?
Well, body fat mass, body fat index. That could be have something to do with this. But...
What does that have to do with coffee?
Sweating? I don't know. It's like there's literally one time a year that I'll drink hot coffee and it's hunting like in a deer stand I'll drink hot coffee that's I like that
because yeah. you're sitting out there
it's
when
like
it's
40
freezing.
Below oh that's yeah. good okay so a Diet Coke I like that all right let's see I'm gonna pick one last one what's a good last one okay if there was one famous person that you could meet from any time period, it could be a celebrity, it could be a history figure, it could be a relative. If there's one person that you would like to meet, who would it be?
I would like to meet Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
Because she did so much yep. for, you know, the yeah. country, and that's I just would like to ask her a lot of questions. And
that's a good answer. I like that. It's very yeah. honest, and I like that answer. I like it.
This is a good one.
Well, that kind of, I mean, do you want me to throw a couple more out there? Or do you want to wrap that up with Q&A? I don't really have another, I have a few other kind of random ones. What do you think?
What do you think? Yeah, I think we're good.
I think that wraps it up well. How does it feel to be on a makeshift podcast with two aging males that do this random podcast?
It yes. feels good. I'm honored to yes. be your first guest.
No, I will give you props because I said to my wife, I said, you know, we're probably going to do some guest segments. And I said, Katie's for sure going to go on. Are you going to go on? And I got the look like I had just asked her if I wanted to, you know, it was something terrible. She's not going to come on as a guest, but she will listen, I think. I don't know.
Why?
We'll get her there. All we got to do is mm-hmm. give her a few drinks. And
get her the night of
yes.
Ribfest.
Oh God! Yeah.
And then a few drinks, and yeah. then we'll just hit record randomly, and we'll just it'll be
yeah. If you
material.
Had if we had a couple of if we had a couple of Captain or not Captain, but like whiskey sours or whiskey cokes, I'm sure eventually she would probably agree to it. But
yeah,
I enjoy this. We might even have to do like a Katie part two. I think this was a lot of fun.
I know. I wrote down some this or that's that I was really interested in case she landed on it. Just
we could throw out. Why don't you throw out like five this or that's? Let's just end with five this or that's.
Let me throw out five. We'll end it with a few this or that's. All right. She's trying to look at my.
Yeah, don't
she's
cheat.
Trying to cheat.
Don't cheat.
All right. All right. Okay. So we'll end it with a few this or that's. All right.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Princesses or tomboys?
Princesses.
Princesses. Snow White or Cinderella?
Cinderella.
That was really quick.
Low riders or. That was quick. Low riders or 4x4s?
4x4s.
Man, cookies or muffins?
Cookies.
Duh.
Hiking, hiking or boating in
Captain Shipwreck?
Boating.
TV shows or movies?
TV shows.
All right. Regular fries or waffle fries?
Ooh, waffle
right answer.
Fries. Yep.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
Passive driving or aggressive driving?
Aggressive.
I'm not getting in a totally. Car with you either or going on a ship. Shift.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
All right. Short guys or tall guys?
Oh, duh. Short guys.
How tall are you? Say it. Say it.
I'm
yeah, easy.
Six
yep, me too.
Seven. on my best day, I'm 5'6" and a half.
He's 5 foot perfect.
All right. Oh, that's what I got.
That was good. That was good. We'll throw that in. All right. Well, this will wrap it up with this. But Katie, thank you for joining. And I think we might have to do a Katie part two down the line. But this has been fun.
I think so for sure.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
All right.
All right. So we are kicking it off with a new segment called One Word. We're going to try and make a list of 10, 12, however many things, just a actual topic or subject, and one of us has to describe it in one word. Did I butcher it, or is that what we're...
No, that was perfect.
hopefully that's what we're going for. I feel like this one could go quick, because I've only got... So we're going to do like 12. We kind of settled on the 12 things that we're going to go through, but it can only be described in one word.
Yeah. So it will be quick. This will be a quick one.
This will be a quicker segment. How about this? How about we'll do the one word, and then we'll each pick one that we can go deeper into.
All right.
If we feel like it.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Who's going first?
Oh, you're going first, buddy.
Ah, crap. All right.
So I'm introducing this segment. You get to go first.
All right.
But I'm cracking a sidebar, not brew review, but I'm cracking another beer, so.
Who wants to play drink the beer?
Who wants to play drink the beer right here? What do I win? Another beer.
Another beer.
Another beer. That's so good. We also should maybe one of these times we'll have to introduce the Family Guy clip of the Willy Wonka. So good. The chocolate factory with the beer maker, with the beer, the brewery.
That is good.
All right, so we're not going to let, we're not going to, I won't spoil any of the topics, but we got 10, well, we have one, we have 12. We have 12 topics, and we'll go through it, and you just have to, in one word, and you can take your time. I'm not timing you. You can give it a little thought, because I, honest to God, we just talked about this, but I have not... I've not pre-thought about any of these.
Sure.
So we'll just first word off the top of your head.
All right.
Give it a little bit. Tell me what you think.
All right.
Are you ready, Darth Dad?
I'm not, but here we go anyway.
And you're on the hot seat. All right.
All right.
Describe in one word, Darth Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Mm-hmm. Love.
Like it. Okay. I'm writing these down.
All right.
So we can keep track if you have to go back. All right. Describe in one word. Work.
Let's just say.
I know mine. I can almost like say mine without even like you'll see when we get there. But
let's just say necessary.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word. All right. Now you're gonna make me spell on my piece of paper here. Necessary.
Good luck.
Nesses. Oh man, that's like English class. Okay. Just scroll. I'm getting my low battery. Oh. Getting my low battery on my phone here. Describe in one word. Hobbies.
Hobbies. Back burner.
Okay, I like that. Back burner. We all feel that.
Yeah.
Describe in one word, eating habits.
Doritos.
Matheson's the best.
If that doesn't describe my eating habits lately.
Quick little side note so we can extend this off a little bit. Doritos in our language mean Matheson's, and I don't even know how to explain that, but it was your math teacher?
So I had a math teacher, and this was in middle school, and the guy was a jerk.
A-hole.
I hate him already. And I don't say that lightly because I respect teachers, but this guy was a dink. He really was. Every day when we got to class, he was eating a bag of Doritos. He would just shove his face with a bag of Doritos. He had Dorito dust all over his fingers. He would just face his orange. And his name was Mr. Matheson.
Oh.
So we started calling Doritos Mathesons.
Yep.
So, and that's how that was born. It was get me a bag of Mathesons.
I still to this day call them Mathesons, and the kids have no idea why. I've tried to explain. Yeah. But
and then we started calling him Mr. Dorits.
Oh God.
Mr. Dorito, yeah.
Mr. Dorito. And just for the record, because we're recording this and this is a podcast, Kirby, it was you.
All right. Whatever. You guys are both so full of crap.
All right.
We'll get into that.
It was Kirby. Yeah. All right.
Sure. It was both of you.
It was Kirby. Describe in one word guilty pleasure.
I don't know if I can describe it in one word.
Give me two. Give me three. You're allowed. We'll cheat.
Saltines and frosting.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Saltines and frosting?
Yeah, we can get deeper into that one if you want later.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like my pants are getting bigger. Not that way. That sounds gross. my waistline is getting bigger.
I think you took that saltines and frosting the complete wrong way.
I took saltines and frosting a little too far off the chart. We'll say we'll say the waistline is getting bigger. I can respect saltines and frosting.
Nice save.
Yeah.
Nice save.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Describe in one word. Mood and personality.
Oh.
I know it.
That's a tough one.
That is tough. It's super tough.
My mood and personality. God, can I phone a friend? Can I pass?
I will give you your. I will give you your personality. Fun.
Fun. All right. We'll go fun.
We're going fun. All right. But that might not be your mood, but that's your personality.
All right.
Here we go. It's gonna get dangerous, baby. Describe in one word. Wife.
Yep. Superstar.
All right. God, you are gonna make me fail at this because I'm gonna stare at that word. All right. Describe in one word. Kids.
Kids. I'm trying to think of like a one word that can.
Well, there's three of them. That's hard too because they're all different. It's like
Bundle
it, one word.
Pride.
Oh, I like that. That's tremendous. Pride. And you're showing me up. All right. Describe in one word. Parents.
Old. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh boy. The podcast just crashed. They're listening. I'm gonna write old.
I'm just
writing it down.
No.
I'm just writing it down.
Parents.
You S of a B.
I'm just gonna say supportive.
Yes,
supportive.
That's a great word. Yep, I love you, Lionheart. Okay, describe in one word. Politics.
Yep. Politics.
This could get deep.
Can I swear on the podcast?
Yes, you can. It's our podcast, and we can bleep it. Maybe
we can. We can do what we want. Politics. Independent.
Okay, that's fair. Independent. Okay. All right.
I'll vote Ross Perot every time.
Oh, good old Rossi. Ross, that's a generational thing. That's for sure a generational thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right. Describe in one word. We got two left.
Yep.
Exercise.
Fail.
Fail? All right. Is that really the word?
Good intentions isn't really one word.
That's okay. It's our damn podcast, and we'll do what we want with it.
Yeah.
Good intentions. All right. It's the last one, and it's probably the funniest. Describe in one word.
Oh.
Sex life.
Ooh, thriving.
Really?
Sure.
You old S of a B. I love you for that thriving.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little chatty chat with Katie here.
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of which, when are we going to do the guest? Because I feel like it's...
Soon. I tried to get her to do it tonight, but she said she wasn't prepared. So we'll get her soon.
Are you saying sex life or podcast guest?
Oh, wait, what?
I had to throw that out there. This is what we do. This is how we're going with it. All right. So we'll get her for the next one. It's all right.
Yeah.
So, because I feel like the first guest is probably going to have to be one of our wives, and it has to be yours because my wife does not want to be on the podcast.
Kirby can be your wife.
Kirby could be my wife. Kirby has been my wife in the past before I got married.
Yeah, we'll get her on soon. Very right. soon. Hopefully for the next one.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Now quit stalling. You ready?
Oh my god. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. One word. Describe in one word your family.
Fun.
Fun. Definitely that.
Fun.
All right. One word. Work.
Stress. Super stress. Can I go two words? Super stress.
Yeah. Sure. Like you said, you can do whatever. Describe in one word your hobbies.
That's hard.
It is, isn't it?
Hobbies, because it's like, I'm going to say hobbies is family.
Yeah.
Whatever right. that means. That feels deep.
No, I get it. Describe in one word your eating habits.
Too much. It's two words and it's too much. So
I like it.
COVID has slowed us down a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like we're like, oh yeah, let's just, you know, we'll have whatever. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yep.
I'm going to be putting on the COVID-19.
The
COVID-19.
I like it. Describe in one word your guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. Oh my god, I don't even know. Guilty pleasure, Dawson's Creek. That's terrible.
I love it.
Because I watch it with my wife and it's awful.
No, say no more.
That's right. I just time stamped it and it's being recorded.
Describe in one word your mood or personality.
Oh boy. I'm gonna say friendly. Is that weird?
No, that's a good one.
Friendly.
Good one. All right. Are you ready for this one?
Oh boy. Yep.
Describe in one word your wife.
Why are you throwing these? Why did we came up with this list?
We did.
My wife?
Your wife.
Everything.
Oh. That's a good one.
We're both gonna get okay, we're not gonna go there.
Yeah. Well, we might.
No, right. We might. We'll see what happens.
Describe one word your kids.
One word kids. God, how do you like wrap this into one word?
I know this was probably
you said pride. I'm saying proud. I feel proud.
Proud. Nice. I like it. Well done. Describe one word. Your parents.
Besides, I'm just gonna
say my favorite memory. Your dad. Sidebar is we would try to sneak up
throw it out there.
To make popcorn all the time mm-hmm. when we were sleeping in the basement. We weren't allowed upstairs
after a wrestling match. Sleeping. Yep.
Yeah. So we'd sneak up there, and there he'd be in his robe and underwear.
Yeah. And we don't even call it a robe. It was a smoking jacket and underwear.
Yeah. And he would just greet us and laugh.
I would say, God, that is so great. I would say one word, love.
Love. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Pam and Doug.
Pam and Doug.
They're the best.
The best.
Yeah. All right, describe one word your politics.
Oh, ick.
Yeah, ick, is that it?
One word, vote. No, honestly, like, so quick random sidebar. Like, you and I both have grandparents that were in, like, wars and fought. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. I don't care what you think. Like, if you say that you don't like what's going on, then go vote.
Yep, exactly. Right? Don't just complain. Go vote.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Describe one word. Exercise.
This is totally COVID-19. I'm going to say walk. Because I've gone on GD walk the last 87 days of my life.
All right. And in one word, describe your sex life.
You son of a bee. One word in my sex life?
Mm-hmm.
Who's listening to this? This is awkward. I would say satisfying.
Satisfying. I like it. All right. There you go.
I like that. I think that was a good one word for all 12.
That was
a good
one. Some of those are tough.
And we
to try to wrap up into one word.
Yeah. Like the one word, I think this is going to be a good bit because we'll make more. We'll do more than
yeah.
we'll do a new 12 or 10 or whatever, but I think
some of those are tough.
I think that's a good that is a good one word, and we will wrap it up.
There you go.